Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
It's the first big sale of 2020 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Bell Ringer 33, broadcast live from Denver, January 8th and 9th. It'll be on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickBid.com at 8 a.m. Central Time, both mornings. 86,800 head to be offered, 30,000 yearling steers, 18,200 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117. We got some end-of-the-year crop update numbers for a couple of our states, Kansas and Oklahoma, yesterday afternoon. In both cases, they're saying that 40% of the Oklahoma, 40% of the Kansas wheat crops are rated in good to excellent shape. That's actually a couple of points better than the 1st of December for this Kansas number. 5 points worse, 45 down to 40% for the state of Oklahoma on the condition of the winter wheat crop. 40% of the Oklahoma wheat crop, by the way, now being grazed, according to USDA. Joe Vaklevic is with Standard Grain out of Chicago. He says the first big report of 2020 from USDA will be those final crop production numbers of 2019. That comes out on the 10th of January. He says there are still folks out there who don't believe USDA has got the 2019 crop numbers right.
A lot of people think that the numbers that USDA has put out are just not achievable given the late planting, the wet spring, and the late harvest. So there's still some debate out there. I'm not one to tell you with any degree of certainty that we know for sure what the crop is. And we've got this big report on January 10th, which is the final crop production report. And I suppose if USDA is going to make any sort of sweeping adjustment, probably comes on that date.
Joe Vaklevic with Standard Grain. Maybe, just maybe, we will get a first look in the U.S. Senate of the USMCA. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa announced the intention to hold a hearing right after the House passed overwhelmingly USMCA ratification before Christmas. However, there haven't been all the implementing legislation sent over to the Senate as of yet, as we understand it. That could delay the hearing a little bit. The hearing, if held, will be the first step in getting the trade deal passed by the Senate here in the new year. An important document filed by EPA as we start the new year regarding atrazine. The preliminary interim decision on atrazine, published in the Federal Register, supports the EPA commitment to use credible scientific research in setting a reasonable aquatic ecosystem level of concern for atrazine. The interim decision is positive for growers, according to the Triazine Network, who rely on atrazine for weed control. The Triazine Network is a coalition of ag organizations that advocate for science-based regulatory decisions regarding the triazine herbicides, including atrazine. According to Missouri Corn Growers CEO Gary Marshall, who chairs the Triazine Network, the PID is good news for farmers across America. Marshall says that EPA Administrator Wheeler and his staff have signaled that they will use credible science to regulate atrazine in the future. You've got farm news on Ron.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know firsthand the power of working together to resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-charge mediation service available to Oklahomans in need of assistance resolving all types of agricultural and environmentally related issues that arise between producers, their lenders, and other individuals or entities, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP today to answer any questions you have about mediation and how it can work for you. Toll free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.